Hi, this is Steve Barish of the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I hope that everybody's doing well this evening. And we have some special people listening to us from Philadelphia. Just wanted to say hello. Love you all. And it should be a very lovely evening. We're going to be talking about love, compassion, hope, and to be very daring in terms of living as well as we possibly can. And that should be a lot of fun. I'm just getting finished dinner right now. I'm on the radio.
You want me to back
yeah.
For you?
I hope that everything is doing well with everybody. I just wanted to step around the corner to get a bite to eat. I haven't had anything to eat all day. So I'm doing fine. Doing great. I just heard from a friend who I haven't worked on in a little while. She'll be in on Friday. And it'll be a lot of fun working with her. She's a fantastic lady, has a lot of energy. And so I'm looking forward to working on her. As most of you know, I had a bad automobile accident. And I'm getting better. I just started work again. And that's always an uplift for me to be able to do things as best I can. So anyhow, this evening, I think I'm going to go out to the car and talk. Yeah. And it's been really a lot of fun so far. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun, and it's really funny how I'm starting out my program, but it's always nice having good food and being with good friends. So, therefore, I'm going to talk, and I'm leaving the restaurant in about a minute or two. I think the main thing that I need to say is that we need to spend more time loving each other. I think it's very important that we love each other for the reasons of love. The more we love each other, the more you're going to open up to people around you. Religions, they're important, but love is even more important. If we learn to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, then we've gained a tremendous amount. It even talks about in the Torah, the Bible, in any Bible that you want to look at, that love is very important. And it's very, very good to talk about that. So it's really good to have you on the air and to be able to hear you. I'm going to be leaving, I said, in about a minute here. So anyhow, if you would like, please give me a call. We could talk to each other. It's 1-888-815-9756 or 1-530-327-7602. That's in the California area. And also 1-530-413-4510. We're calling from Rochester, New York. I'm having a lot of fun. So we're going to be doing a lot of energy work, a lot of meditation. And I hope that you guys are tuned in and ready to talk to me. I'm more than happy to help you with anything that you need. We're talking about love. We're talking about compassion. And I think it's very important, again, that we really, really delve into those areas, go deeper into yourself, because that's where you're going to find the real you. It's very, very important to have that, and it's very important to be able to speak of who you are. There are a lot of things that I've been told and given messages from heaven, and I'll give you a few of them this evening. Be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul, of never-ending love to myself. I glow in my own aperture of loveliness, not limited to Mother Earth. And it's really true that we do have our own apertures. We have our own inward blessings that need to be brought out as outward blessings. So the best thing to do is to get inside of yourself. And I'm going to show you how to do that this evening. It's fairly simple. All we need to do is be within ourselves. Shut your eyes. I'm going to give you a guided meditation, and I will help you along the way of being able to reach even a deeper part of yourself and to bring it out and to be able to feel that. I think it's really, really important that we have that kind of belief. So I do. I know a lot of other people that do. It's really important to believe in who you are. I think it's very important that we get in touch with areas that we have not gotten in touch with before or else. And I think it's really wonderful that you have the idea that we can be open much, much more and to be blessed even more. And the idea of being blessed is to bless other people at the same time. So as you're blessing yourself and God, you're blessing other people. So it's really of a high venture that we're doing this. And I think it'd be a lot of fun for you to tune into me and to realize what we can do. So the meditation is going to be on love and compassion. So please just shut your eyes and just listen to my voice. Just try to release the amount of power that you have inside of yourself. And what you should be feeling right now is your gut. And your gut's going to lead you. Just do some breaths. I'm going to show you some breaths. I breathe in the breath of God and let the other air out. I breathe in the breath of God. That's it. Just breathe it in. Allow yourself to feel and to think. That's it. You should be able to feel your consciousness opening up even more. That's wonderful. Feel your breath. Feel the energy of love going into your body and pouring out everything. So what's happening right now is that your chakras are opening up more. That's it. Just breathe in. You should be able to feel the light going into your body. That's wonderful. Just feel the energy flowing into you. That's it. Just allow it to flow. Beautiful. Beautiful. Just do that breath. Breathe it all the way down through the center of your body, all the way out to your feet. You'll start feeling your feet to tingle. That's it. You should be able to feel, and if the guys out there or girls that are into energy and feel energy and see energy, you should be able to see that energy coming out the bottom of your feet and going right to the center of the earth. That's it. Realize the power that you have. It's just getting bigger. Give yourself the love that you need. Don't be afraid. Allow yourself not to think. Allow yourself to flow. Allow yourself to feel who you are. That's it. Give yourself the idea that you have the freedom of any expression that you want to express. Make sure that you're in tune with heaven. That's it. If you feel yourself going down, it's okay. What you're doing is making a connection to Mother Earth. You're making the connection right to the center of the earth. So I think that's really, really good if you're doing that. I can feel some people doing that now. Don't be afraid of it. What you're doing is just allowing your body to flow even deeper and better. Because what will happen is that when you're opening this part of your body, you're doing a lot of flowing. And it's really wonderful to be able to feel that. You might see some darkness, but that's okay. The darkness means that you're going further into your body and allowing that to release. So you'll be able to feel a lot more energy that's cleaner and purer. Just follow me. You're doing great. Wonderful. Wonderful. That's really, really good. Allow yourself to be. Just allow yourself to be. You don't have to think. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. Just allow yourself to be. That's all you need. You're doing great. Everything is moving very, very slowly. That's wonderful. I hope that feels good to you. I hope that feels really wonderful because it feels good to me. That's really good. Again, anybody that wants to speak to me, please don't hesitate. It's 1-888-815-9756. That's toll-free around the country. And 1-530-327-7602. And that's in California. Sometimes we're busy, sometimes we're not busy on the phone. But I know that we're busy doing meditation, and that's what counts. It's really, really beautiful to be able to get in touch with this wonderful, wonderful energy that's inside of yourself. Give yourself the freedom of your own expression and allow that to come out the way that it needs to come out. As you're breathing in, nothing negative is going to happen in terms of doing something that's really crazy. What we're doing is making a connection to allow ourselves to feel the love that's within us and the compassion that's within us. That's what we're getting in touch with. So it's really, really beautiful to do. That's it. Okay, you can start coming out of your meditation. And feel free to talk to me if you'd like. If you'd like to call, that's fine. If you don't want to call, just feel the energy. Feel everything around you, because what you're doing is opening up everything around the energy that you have. So it's really, really great. And it's really wonderful that you're in touch with that. Yeah, it's really good. I'm going to go out to the car, and it'll be a little bit more private. But I think you're doing really great. It's really wonderful to be able to be in touch with you. How does that energy feel? How does that feel to be able to get in touch with a deeper sensation of yourself? Yeah. That's good. Don't be afraid of it. Always know that you're always blessed and you're always watched over. There's never going to be a time when you're lost within your own energy. I've traveled the universe. I've traveled different planets. I've traveled to Cheops. I've gone into the Ark of the Covenant. I've done a lot of things that most people would like to do. For some odd reason, I've been given the gift to be able to look at these things. And so I've been able to do that and to be able to help people open up to a more enlightened life. And that's so important to do, and it's so important to realize that we have the gifts to be able to help ourselves that would really, really help us in terms of opening up to those wonderful gifts that we have. Everybody is different. Everybody is different in terms of energies. I mean, we have different kinds of energies. Some people can drive a locomotive. Some people can see other kinds of energies. But I think it's really wonderful.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, honey. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, wonderful. Please, what's your name? Or your first name,
Becky.
Please. Hi, Becky. Becky. What can I help you with, honey?
I have recently had a relationship come to an end, and I'm trying to let that energy go so that I can continue to move on.
Okay. Well, how about if we do this? Yeah, go ahead, honey.
I can listen to you. I don't have...
You can actually what, honey?
I said basically I'm trying to let that energy go and be able to move on. Because this is a
okay.
recent thing that just happened.
Not a problem. How about if we do this? How about... Okay. How about if we open up your heart and allow that energy to escape out of your heart? Here we go. Just be patient with me, honey. It's your body that needs to relax and unwind to be able to reach that height. Here we go. Are you starting to feel the energy at the bottom of your feet, honey?
A little.
Good. Good. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. There's a lot of energy that's coming out that needs to come out, so allow that to be. Good. How long were you in this relationship, Becky?
13 years and the past 8 months, 13 years on and off, and the past 8 months more steady.
Okay. Can you feel your own love from your own self coming out, honey? Can you feel that now? You should be able to feel a sense of joy.
I'm smiling, so I guess so, yeah.
That's good. That's good. That's wonderful. Do you have flowers in your house? Do you have plants in your house?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to take a look at your flowers and your plants. You'll see a lot more green and a lot more color. Can you see that?
I'm not at my house right now, but I can visualize it.
Okay, are you in somebody's house, or are you out somewhere?
I'm actually in my car.
Okay. Could you do me a favor? Are you near trees? Are you near, can you see light yet, or is it dark?
It's somewhat light. It's dark here, but it's light because I'm in a general area.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, are there any trees, flowers, bushes, anything around?
Yeah, there's some trees and bushes.
Okay. Do me a favor. Take a look at the trees and see if it's a lot brighter. Can you see that? Maybe what you ought to do is stop the car just for a minute and take a look around.
I'm sitting on the side.
Okay. Take a look around. I think you'll be able to see everything bigger in terms of color.
The one tree looks rather bright.
Good. Do you have an ability to be able to see and feel your own consciousness? Can you feel that? Does it feel bigger to you? Does it feel cleaner?
I think so.
Good, honey. Good. What we're going to do is open up your other chakras now. So just relax. I'm going to do that right now. Here we go. Here we go. You're going to feel a lot more centered, honey. only are you becoming centered, but you're becoming much, much more grounded. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. Good. I want you to do me a favor. I need you to take in a breath. Like that, as the breath comes in, I just need you to say, I breathe in the breath of God. That's it. How did that feel?
It feels good.
Good, honey. Keep doing that. I breathe in the breath of God. There we go. That's beautiful. You're very lucky to be able to feel all this. Did you just feel your third eye make a connection with you more? Did you feel that open up for you?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'll say it a little louder. Did you feel your third eye opening up for you more?
Somewhat, yes.
Can you feel it?
Yes.
Good, honey. Good. Actually, I'm in your third eye right now, and I'm looking around. I'm just letting everything go in here. Do you mind?
No, I'm getting a little headache in the front there, but no.
Well, yeah, it's pretty powerful, honey. All right, I'm going to come back out now. Good. How does that feel now?
About the same, but I'm okay.
Good, honey. You're just a little bigger in your third eye. What we're doing is opening up your third eye a little bit more. Give you a little bit more space to see. Do you feel the connection between your third eye and your gut and your legs? Can you feel everything at the same time? Good.
Somewhat.
Yeah, good. It's going to take a little while for you to get used to this, but this is pure energy, honey. It's how it works. When you're opening up to more energy, you feel everything around you and inside of you and going through you and going to the center of the earth. But you're doing great. Just keep on hanging in there. How does that relationship feel now?
Different is what comes to mind first.
But, yeah. Good. Good. Okay, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to take your hand. I'm going to show you something so it'll help you a lot. Put your hand out like I'm getting ready to shake your hand. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to take my hand. You should be able to feel that energy now. Can you feel that in your hand, in your fingers?
Yes.
Good, honey. Where are you calling from?
Like what state?
What state, honey?
What do you mean? Where am I calling from?
Where are you calling? New York? Colorado?
New York. I'm
New
calling
York.
From New York.
Okay. Good, honey. I'm in New York, too. I'm in Rochester.
Oh, I'm in upstate New York. Not too far from
you
New York.
You are in upstate
state,
New York.
Actually.
Oh, wonderful.
No, I'm downstate, going down from you.
Wonderful. We're going to be putting on a pretty big show down in New York City in about a couple months.
I'm 2 hours from the city and probably two or three from you.
Wow. Nice. And did you feel a lot better?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
You feel a lot more open?
Yeah.
Good, honey. Good. I think it's important to realize that we have a tremendous amount of consciousness. And that consciousness can be opened up and allowed to do whatever it needs to do. We all have our own gifts, and we all have our own praises, and we all have our own love. And the best thing to do is allow that to be, allow that to find its own way, because most of us can't do that. And I think it's beautiful that you have those gifts now to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just learn how to be, honey. Just be. I think that'll help you tremendously.
And what exactly does that mean, just be?
Allow things to be able to flow through you and not stop it. Allow yourself to be very visible, very in the moment. And not to be afraid. That's what just be means. To be able to feel the love around you. It's really great.
Well, my friends always say at times I need to just enjoy the moment or just live in the moment.
Yes. Yes. That's what just being is, enjoying the moment. That's what it's all about. It's good to be able to feel that. It's good to be able... You know what you could do tomorrow? Are you into energy? Are you into animals?
Yeah.
Like animals? Okay.
Yeah.
What you could do is take a couple stones, and just small stones, and sit near, doesn't matter, a pond or just a field. And every time you hear a bird chirp, if it's one chirp, you put the stones together and you make one sound. If they make three sounds, you make three sounds. If they make five sounds, you make five sounds. And the first thing you'll know is you'll have a bunch of birds around you that are very interested in you. Because what you're doing is making contact with them. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that would be a lot of fun. And the first thing you know, you'll have like 30 or 40 birds around you. It's really incredible to be able to do that. And you've got the skills to be able to do that already. Yeah. You feel a lot better than me.
Yeah.
That's good. It sounds like you have a lot of good friends.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Well, listen, I'm going to go. If you ever need to talk to me again, I'm going to give you my home phone number just in case you need my help. It's area code 585-461-3319.
461-3319. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You can call me anytime you like. Okay?
Thank you.
And I'll get back to you sometime or other, and we'll talk.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. So anyhow, that's how energy works, and that's how people make contacts with other people, and to be able to open up and to love them. And what we're talking about love is sharing that kind of energy It's not a romantic love, but what it is, it's a love to be able to help people be who they are. And it's very important to do that and be aware that it can be done anywhere on the planet. It doesn't mean that we need to work in the United States. We could work anywhere as we want. You could help somebody in China, for that matter, or Russia. We're all connected. There's no disconnection. And it's really wonderful to be able to do that. And so that's what I believe in. And I believe that we take care and the responsibility to be able to help everybody. And it really does work. It really makes us whole. Because once you start helping people, then you're helping people to be better for themselves. You're helping yourself to be better.
Hi, this is Nancy, and I'm enjoying your program. I'm calling from Colorado.
Oh, hi, honey. How you doing, Nancy?
Good. I have a headache, and I think it's an energy blockage.
Well, can I take a look through your body while we're talking?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Well, your heart's wide open. Let's see what else we have here. Yes, okay. I'm going to open up the bottom of your feet, honey.
Okay.
Just relax a second. We're going to get in there and just... Okay. What, honey?
I'll lie down so I can relax, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Do whatever you want to do. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Your chakras are opening up very quickly.
Oh, good.
Can you feel the bottom of your feet, honey? Can you feel
the opening? Yeah, they feel they're throbbing. They feel nice and warm now.
Yep.
How can I keep blockage from coming in my head? I can keep my heart open, but not the rest of me.
Well, the rest of you, what we need to do, honey, the blockages are caused by you. They're not caused by people. They're not caused whatever. So what we're going to do tonight is allow yourself to be and allow yourself to open up to the wonderfulness and the magnificence of yourself.
Okay.
That's it. Just take your time. And relax. Wonderful. You should be able to feel that flowing through the top of your head now.
Yeah, I can.
You can't or you can?
No, I can. I'm feeling it. It feels good.
Good, honey. Good. That's wonderful. Now, what we're going to do is very simple. We're going to put love, more love into your body than you've ever had before in your life.
Oh.
So what we're going to do is allow yourself to let go.
Okay.
Just let go of everything, honey. That's it. That's it. Now you're opening up more. You feel yourself relaxing?
Yes, I do.
Good, honey. Good. That's wonderful. That's wonderful, honey. Allow yourself to think of the most beautiful thing that you would ever want to see in your life. And what would that be, dear? It doesn't make any difference to me.
Oh,
if you want to
say
that.
A double rainbow that I saw in New Mexico.
Think of that double rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put that rainbow into your heart.
All right.
That's it. Good. Can you see it now?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. Good. Allow that to be magnificent all over your body. outside your body and inside your body.
Okay.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful, honey. When you said okay, I could feel it expanding. Okay, now you're going to be expanding right now, so allow things to happen. I'm with you. Nothing's going to happen other than you're going to be expansive. Beautiful.
Yeah, I can feel the energy.
Good, honey. Good. That's really, really good. All right. How does it feel? Feels great, doesn't it?
It feels very good. I feel warm.
Yeah. Yes.
And relaxed.
Good, honey. It feels really great. What I want you to do is take your hands. And take your hands, honey, and on the floor, just open your hands going upward. In other words, just keep your hands on the floor, but allow the palms to be open, honey.
Okay.
How does that feel?
I can feel the energy flowing.
Good, honey. That's what you want. That's what you want. That's really great. You have the ability to heal yourself. So what we're going to do is that allow yourself just to free yourself up even more. That's
okay.
You're doing great. You're doing great. That's beautiful energy. You feel yourself more aligned? You feel yourself more alive?
Yes, I do.
Good, honey. Good. That's really great. You're doing fabulous. You're doing absolutely fabulous. There's nothing difficult about it. It's simple.
Okay.
It's allowing yourself to be true to yourself. And allowing it to flow through you. It's wonderful.
Okay, is this what you do in your remote healing session?
I do a little bit more than remote viewing, honey. I go right into the body. If it's called remote viewing, that's fine. You can call it whatever you'd like to call it.
I meant your remote healing sessions, not viewing, when you do your healing.
Well, that comes right from heaven, honey. That comes right from right from heaven. There's no intermediary. It's right from heaven, honey. It just comes through me to you.
Well, that feels really good.
I bet it does.
Yes.
It does. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome, honey. I'm so glad that I could help you. You have a wonderful evening. If you need some help, don't hesitate to call me again.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay,
you're
thank you.
You're quite welcome, honey.
Okay.
Thank you. So anyhow, that's how easy it is. That's how easy it is to help. Is there anybody else there that needs some help? I'm more than happy to help. Just keep your minds open. Keep your minds open and know that, you know, you're very much loved and that people can help you. It doesn't take much. It just takes trust. It takes a belief issue to say, I'm free. And to be able to do that, to be able to line yourself up. Now, we lost a phone call a little while ago, and I'm wondering if that person would love to call back and talk. I'm willing to do that, and we still have time. It's 20 minutes to 9, so I'm willing to help you as much as I possibly can and to give you as much as I possibly can for the moments that we have left. Just remember that we're here to help you, and you're here to help us. So every time you get healed, people feel that, and they're blessed with that kind of healing from you. So I think it's really, really important to realize that we can help each other tremendously, and we can help each other around the world. It doesn't matter if it's in Tibet or wherever the case may be, but we can help each other, and it's pure love. That's what it's all about, to be able to love each other and allow to go on with it. So if that person feels like calling us back, please don't hesitate. Just give us a call, and we'll help you the best we can. And that's what life is all about. I have a friend of mine, a very dear friend of mine. His name is Joshua, and that's my nephew, and I have a son by the Yes. So we're doing well, and we're doing as much as we possibly can to heal each other and allow us to know that we're doing doing blessings all the time. This is really wonderful. I'm going to get a chance to see my son this weekend, so that'll be really, really great. That's really good. Yeah. I hope that everybody can feel this energy out there, and I hope that they can feel it and realize that it's real. It's not coming, it's coming from me, but it's coming from heaven. Hello?
Hello. I've been listening to you for a little while, and I decided to call in because I'd like you to say a prayer or a healing for the leaders of the United States as we stand here seemingly on the eve of yet another war. And I think that's the result of minds that are sick. I'd like you to pray for them that they do not seek to harm other people or other countries.
Well, we've been doing that for quite some time now, and what we'll do is that we'll do it with you. How about that? Would you like
that? You will pray for Congress and the President of the United States?
Absolutely. I think a lot of people...
I would appreciate that, my friend, because I think that, you know, a country is an entity as well, and if you can heal that, or at least heal those who are in leadership, it would be a wonderful
thing. Well,
the main thing is
just to keep your mind open and send them a lot of love, a lot of compassion, a lot of trust, and a belief that they can help the world instead of hurting the world, and that we want that to be our prayer. To be able to help
my friend,
on the planet.
I must ask you though, and I must ask you, and this is a very serious question. People who are evil and are corrupted by greed or power, how do you reach them? How do you reach that kind of person by being
open
and honest?
Well, what you do is that you send them love, you send them trust. You send them power of love, of compassion, because a lot of them have forgotten about compassion. You send them a lot of love to allow the greed just to evolve to a state of consciousness that's higher than what they have now, and that's love. So what we do is that we send that love out, and we give them as much as we possibly can, and that's all that we can do. If you can see their
how
heart,
would you suggest we
hearts.
Send love to President Obama?
Excuse me?
I don't know any way of reaching him. How would you suggest we send love to President Obama and our Congress and Senate? I don't
know.
You just do that.
If that's your prayer, if that's what you want to do and you really want to do it, send it and it'll reach them.
Ah, I see. A silent prayer.
Yes.
A mind thought, yes.
Yes.
But
the mind is the most powerful tool in the world.
You know, you're right. I agree with you there. It's just that it has to take some kind of concrete form, it seems like.
Well, you just need to allow yourself to send love and compassion and harmony. And, you know,
well, you know, I'm afraid my mind isn't powerful enough to reach all the way to Washington, D.C., so that they can hear my thoughts.
Oh, yes, it is.
I was thinking more of a direct way, maybe send them some flowers to President Obama. Please don't bomb Syria, along with a note. Now,
what you need to do is allow yourself to send the love of your heart and your brain to the president, to Congress, to whomever you want, and it'll reach them. I've done it. We do it all the time. Never send anything out there that's of hate or anger or greed or whatever, because what you're doing is that you need to allow to send them absolute love, absolute harmony, absolute compassion. And as you're
I'm a great admirer of Gandhi.
Listen to me.
Gandhi seemed to be nonviolent. He seemed to have the right way. I mean, he took on the British Empire. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He wasn't more like, he didn't use, I don't know if he used prayer, but he seemed to use activism, you know, nonviolent activism.
He used prayer.
Thank you, my friend.
The brain is a very powerful instrument. Very powerful instrument. Okay, thank you so much. Take care. Was there somebody else out there that just called in? Anyhow, that's what we need to do. We need to allow ourselves to have that kind of feeling, to be able to present it to the whole world, is to allow it. Just have love, compassion, just allow that to happen. Boy, what a good time to talk about love and compassion. I think it's absolutely wonderful. So that's a good thing. I think we've learned a lot tonight, at least I have, to be able to help more people than what we think, but we can do it. We have the ability to do that, and that's really wonderful. Think of all that you can do with the goodness that you have in your own heart. Think of all the good that you can do to everybody, to your family, to your children, to everybody that matters in this world. And everybody matters. Everybody needs love. Everybody needs compassion. Everybody needs harmony. Everybody needs to be able to feel what they feel and not to shut down on it. To feel in the moment, to feel the power of your own needs, and to be able to take that need and give it to somebody else. That's what's important, to be able to allow yourself to grow and allow yourself to think of all the wonderfulness that you can do and to pass that on to people. Think of all that happiness and all that harmony that you could do. Just be open to it. As I said, I'm going to see my son Jason this weekend. That'll be a lot of fun. He's coming up from Philadelphia and really looking forward to seeing him. But try to be, as I said before, the more you open, the more you'll be. The more you open, the more you'll be able to see. And the more you open, the more compassion and love that you'll have. And that's so important to do. You know, there's a lot of people that are blocked. And what they need to do is just fill their heart with love. Let it all go. I guess that saintly woman that called in, she can't make it back. But anyhow, I appreciate the effort that you called. And I certainly send you a lot of love and compassion. And hope that you're doing well, dear. Anyhow, what time do we have here? It's about 10 minutes late. I've got 5 minutes. So if anybody needs to call, I think it's been a lovely evening. And I think we've learned a lot. And I hope that everything is doing well. Think of everything that we've learned tonight. That we have the ability to help people all around the world, just not here. And you want to send love to the president. You want to send love to Congress. You want to send love. Please do. They need it as much as we do. They need it as much as anybody else does. Because the more love we send, the better we'll be. And that's it. But anyhow, it's getting time for me to end the program. But I want to thank everybody for calling. I want to thank the millions of people that have been listening. And hopefully we've made a difference. So anyhow, this is Steve Barish from the Steve Barish Healing Hour. And I wish you the best. I wish you love and compassion and harmony. I wish everything that you want will come to fruition. And you guys have a wonderful evening. Take care.